This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, the sequel to the animated superhero movie The Incredibles opens across the country today. The original film back in 2004 grossed more than $600 million worldwide. Marketplace's Renata Sego has more on this slow-to-arrive sequel.
Combustion imminent? What does that mean?
This trailer for The Incredibles 2 sequel got 46-year-old James Clark and his wife excited when they first saw it about 6 months ago. And today's release date is their twins' fifth birthday, so they snagged pre-sale tickets.
For like a 5 o'clock or something like that showing.
And advanced sales like those have broken the ticket-selling company Fandango's 18-year pre-sale box office record for animated films. That's according to Fandango's Eric Davis.
Anticipation for sure.
But why the 14-year lag between films? Sean Springer teaches 3D animation at Full Sail University near Orlando, but he used to work for Pixar, the Disney-owned studio that produced the film. He says the company's been focused on other projects, but recent success of superhero films may have sparked renewed interest in The Incredibles.
It could have something to do with Disney saying, hey, look at the money that Marvel's making. You know, superheroes are big.
And one of the superpowers animated heroes have? They don't age, even when the fan base does. I'm Renata Sego for Marketplace.